Well, I remember you had asked me a question at work. What was it again? What is your biggest fear, or what was?
Yeah, that was like a that was a while ago.
That was a while ago. Yeah.
My biggest fear, Jesus. Any more caffeine for this? I was trying to get caffeinated so I can
wake up a little.
Brain? No, no, just No, it's not as dark as I want.
Is it the same one from last time?
Yeah, I put 3 bags in last time. I only put 2 in this time. So it's not as good. We can wait for a little bit. Because it's supposed to be darker.
Alrighty.
Yeah. What is my biggest fear? That is a question. What'd you say yours was? Let's go with that.
I didn't say what mine was when you had asked me. I was still thinking about it, but I don't know. Just, like, most people's fears, I guess, would be, like, death because they don't know what would come after, but that doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm. It's actually kind of exciting for me.
Exciting? In a way. Yeah. In a way, it could be exciting.
Yeah. Just the unknown. I mean, it's known to a lot of people, but
yeah.
We have no knowledge of what happens, so it's exciting and terrifying.
Where would you want to go? Where do you want to end up?
It depends. Because if I were to live my life correctly, I guess I wouldn't mind just scoping out like what's going on with family and then drift away. Peace. If we have to live forever, then at least consciously live forever. That would be some shit.
It would be.
I would like there to be an actual ending. Yeah. I don't know. I don't. I feel like I'd miss feeling though my emotions. I'd miss that.
Yeah. If you're like still awake. Consciously, yeah. Then you would play. Oh shoot! Like I can't feel that, or what is that?
Yeah. I would want to. I would want to feel my emotions still.
Not bad.
But.
Yeah, I just think I'd come back as a dog or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
just when reincarnated.
Or yeah, you never know.
Yeah, as a golden retriever.
I don't have a. On a farm out east.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I like the desert.
Like the desert?
I don't mind the desert.
Yeah, what's your biggest fear, though?
What is my biggest fear?
Lay it on me.
Damn, that's not a tough question. It's just, I'm not saying I'm not scared of a lot of things, but it's a pretty complex question that requires a complex answer.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
I don't know.
Open some shit up and you're buried, bro. You're just
dying and not having accomplished anything.
Ah.
That would suck a lot.
Not having accomplished anything because you didn't know or not having accomplished anything?
Didn't know and didn't try. Like, you were too scared to try. Like, having ending up dying and having regret. Still.
Dying with regret.
Dying with regret.
With lack of purpose.
Like, yeah, a little bit like that. I had a coach tell me that when I played my first season of junior college football.
Yeah?
Yeah, and he just said he always had something to say and always talked about having not wanting to have regrets when you're older. Like, if you got to do your best now.
Yeah.
And I thought about it, and at the time, I didn't have any regrets, and I don't think I have any regrets now. But just dying with regrets kind of suck.
Yeah. So. I think it's more a comp. Huh. Mine would be somewhat similar, but you gotta. Yeah.
Oh.
There you go. It's supposed to be darker, but again, only had 2 bags.
Do not mind.
It's super hot though, so beware. dying and not having accomplished my purpose or not fulfilling it to a satisfying degree, mm-hmm. I would say. That's mine. But I understand my purpose now, so that's, we're two different pathways in life, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Makes sense.
Yeah, I think I had something more dramatic to say. Can't remember it.
You did. You had asked me at work, and you're like, oh, I want to ask you that on the podcast, because it's like, I have a nice answer, and then now...
Yeah, now we're...
Now you're struggling to remember.
That was 3-4 weeks ago, though.
It was about a month ago,
yeah. You should have been,
yeah, a lot of things are scary, though. Have you ever been shot?
No.
Have you ever been stabbed?
No. Well, no. I haven't been shot or stabbed. I've been jumped, but it wasn't, like, as bad as, like, some stories where I broke anything. Just got kind of roughed up a little bit. And then the guys had pity on me.
Did they?
Yeah. Yeah, because they all... I went to school with all of them.
Oh, was this during the Air Force?
No.
Oh. The school?
Middle school.
Middle school?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, why would I be jumped in the military?
You know, hazing?
No. I don't know. No, fuck all that. Nah.
Oh, so this... I thought for some reason when you told me that, when you had mentioned that the first time, I was always thinking... Like, not recently, but, like, you know, after 18 years old, like, you were already, like, an adult in the real world, but...
No.
This is in middle school.
This is in middle school.
Okay. Damn. How did that go?
I don't know. I was afraid at the time, but... I was more stupid. There were people behind... there was a couple kids that were just up to no good. And, a bud of mine, we were walking, and he saw them, said, nope, fuck that, and went the opposite direction. And I was like, what?
It's messed up.
He saw them, just this group of kids, uh-huh. just standing around, and he was like, fuck that.
Oh. Okay.
And he turned the opposite direction.
Oh, yeah, that's why, that's fucked up.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm not doing that. And I'm like, oh, no, this should be fine. Well, I...
I'm.
Yeah.
How's it? Okay.
Yeah.
I get you. All right.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Uh-huh. So, yeah, so he went the opposite way, but he didn't. I'm assuming.
No, he went the opposite way.
Yeah.
And he didn't get jumped or anything. Yeah, I went that way, and I was the one that got roughed up.
But you knew the kids, though?
I knew most of them. Yeah.
Where was this at, though? Was this at school?
This was outside of school.
Mm.
Like, directly down the street of school.
Jesus. Did they find excitement in jumping you, or did they, or what was the reason?
I lived in downtown Atlanta.
Oh.
Yeah. It just...
The trenches.
The trenches. No, it was, just kids wanting their life to mean more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They just wanted power, so.
And you were there.
I was there, but... I was a nice kid, so a couple of the guys had pity after a little bit. They're like, nah, just leave him alone. And yeah, so.
Where are they at now?
I don't fucking know, dude. Half of them are probably dead. That's just how it goes, though.
Think so?
Yeah, that's just how it goes. Like, literally, downtown Atlanta was a zone 3. And what was it? What was the road? I can remember the road.
Zone 3, what is that?
Sylvan Road. Zone 3. It's the zones around Atlanta.
Is that what... Oh, so we don't have that here, huh?
No, not that. Okay. Not that, no. All
right. So yeah. It's like an Atlanta thing. Or it's a over there thing.
It's the city. So, yeah.
Oh, so you lived in downtown Atlanta?
Yeah.
So when you watch The Walking Dead, you recognize a lot of the buildings or what?
So I said downtown Atlanta, the outskirts of downtown Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
So think of like where our...
Okay, well, when Rick's on the freeway, you know that That freeway?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, freeway. Sick. Yeah. Okay, that's cool. All right. Yeah. Nice, nice.
Yeah, I know that. Going back to my greatest fear. Yeah, I have to scrounge that up. It's oh. Huh. Maybe it is being alone. Mm-hmm. Being unnecessary.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Yeah.
That would suck.
Yeah.
Like just being there and like just no, yeah, unnecessary, like how you said, like with no purpose, basically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no purpose and unnecessary. Yeah. And then dying. Having been unnecessary. But having wanted to be needed. That's my biggest fear, greatest fear. What is your biggest like goal?
No idea. I am still searching for that, bro. I am not gonna lie to you. I mean, a couple years ago, I did have like
yeah
a big main goal, mm-hmm. And I mean, now that I look back at it, it's at the time I wasn't as corny to me. I'm not saying it's corny now, but I think about it now, and it's like, I should have set higher expectations for myself. I just wanted to play college football. I didn't get to play in high school.
Yeah, that's still a goal.
Yeah,
it's big at the time.
Yeah.
Did you play?
I played one year in high school, and then, and I went to a high school that didn't have a team, so I didn't play my sophomore, junior, senior year, and then I went to my first year of community college, and During orientation, one of the kids on the team, you know, saw me. He was like, "Oh, like you want to play football?" And I was like, "Yeah, like is there tryouts or something?" And then they invited me to the tryouts, and I had made the team, and I played a year in college, and that was when COVID hit, like the year before COVID, and then COVID hit 2020, and then I didn't play again, and then 2 years later. I don't have that same goal no more. It just went away. But that was my goal, is to play college football and then like hopefully like make it to the NFL. But like it was just a fun goal to have. But I look at it now and it's like, like not that it wasn't realistic, but did I really want that? Kinda like, was it really worth it? But at the time it was. But everyone grows out of their goals, because I mean when we were younger, I wanted to be like an astronaut. And even now, I mean, it'd be cool to be one, but I'm not going to go and, like, chase it, you know? Like, people have those firefighter goals. Like, oh, I want
to
be a firefighter.
Yeah, I would have loved to be a firefighter.
It seems fun. I'm not going to lie. It doesn't seem like a fun job, but.
Yeah, and then I wanted to build. I wanted to be an architect afterwards.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Why don't you?
Oh, God. No, I can't. I mean, that would be like a side thing. I couldn't have that as my profession.
Side quest?
Yeah, pretty much. That would be my side quest. My side profession, but my main class were to go down that RPG path.
What's your biggest goal?
What is my biggest goal?
Yeah.
I guess I kind of got three, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. One, which is the most realistic, world domination, pretty much. How that was it.
You've mentioned that, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. No. That's the most realistic. I'll definitely, carve out a path. Yeah. Other people, there's a couple people back in college that called me president.
President?
Yeah.
President Snoops?
Because I said some stupid shit like that. Like, oh, yeah, I want to start my own blah, 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 you know, community. And, you know, yeah, but. No, that's my unrealistic, stupid goal. My more realistic, but has been a fucking chore.
You think so?
Yeah. To do is. Yeah, I wanted to be a. I told you this. I wanted to be a husband and a father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like biggest goal, most realistic. But shit, I'm 29. I have yet to have any serious long relationship. And that goal seems kind of far away. But
yeah, because I mean, you're still kind of like settling down still. Because
yeah,
when you left the Air Force, it's been what, 3 years, though? 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you know you're here in Arizona. You know, it's not where you're from, so it still feels weird, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Like living here compared to
it doesn't feel. People around here don't feel nice. There's like no community around here, at least.
Nah. Not like what you see in the movies. Like in the movies, like you'll see like, or a TV show, like the neighborhoods all like ganged up all together. But yeah, here, everyone's just minding their own business.
Yeah,
in my opinion,
that's everywhere. But it's more of like the interactions between people. It's getting more. It feels more
drier.
Yeah,
it feels artificial.
yeah, a little bit. But I guess that's what happens when the city gets too big. Because it's the same way in New York.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, the same way in New York. But even more so because it's been like that forever. But that kind of translates into just people around me, like the dating market, my peers, all that. Just doesn't seem welcoming.
Mm.
Seems too superficial, too, I don't know, aggressive. I don't know, it's weird. It just feels off. You get a lot of people that, yeah.
I feel like that's just, like, here, though. But once you
that's what
go
I was
where you're going, I feel like it's going to, like, be 100 times better.
Yeah, I feel like it'll be. I mean, it's a smaller town as well. There's, like, 5 million people here, you know that? In the Phoenix area.
Yeah, just the Phoenix area. Like,
yeah.
There's a couple million more, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. It's Arizona. You can go to Tucson. I mean, also, once you make your way up to Flagstaff, there's lots of people up there. But, yeah, it's 5 million people here. I'm going to be going literally to a tenth of that, to like 500,000.
Yeah. I was going to say less, but it's not that tiny.
No, it's not that tiny. The city's just huge.
Yeah.
It's getting bigger. It's too big.
It's growing, would you say?
Yeah. We were the fastest growing city in the United States for like 3 years. And now it's Miami. Or Tampa? One of those two. I think it's Miami. Yeah. But that's my second goal, which one day I'll get there.
I'm sure I will.
Yeah. My main goal now, though, was really to do this. Not have my own podcast and everything, but it's more of like to speak to people, to give them a different perspective, to try to remind people that there's other ways of thinking and other values that you can cultivate and hold true, that you don't have to like go down this path, this modern path. It's just to remind people that you're human.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. It's okay to be different.
Yeah, it's okay to be different. But yeah, and I just need to So I guess that's not just it though. Like it's kind of embarrassing to say this part, especially doing it on a podcast. I've told like people before, but this is just like way.
If you do not want to, you do not have to.
No. I mean, you said we already went on the topic of goals, and like, there's a reason why I have. There's a reason why I found my purpose, really, or at least I accepted it, really.
Take
No.
You hold off on it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That's it's too dramatic right now.
I feel it.
Yeah. What else do you got? What else do you got? Come on.
Other than I'm still waking up, you know. Nah, I'm just kidding. No, this tea is really good though. This is really helping me out. I think it's gonna help me out with my throat too, cause it's a little sore.
Yeah, it should. I want it to be darker though.
Go for it. Set the mood, Zach. What?
No, I said I wanted the tea to be darker. What do you mean set the mood?
I thought you meant the lights. What about those back there? What's those up? Little white ones. Can you turn those off?
No idea how to.
I think that's the. Oh,
yeah. I see. Ah, what?
That's all of them.
Yeah. So.
Try that one.
This one.
Yeah. Now the other one. Oh. What
the fuck? Yeah, man.
Oh, they're the same thing. Oh,
wow. Yes.
Okay. All right. I am tripping out.
Yeah,
this room is cozy, though. I think I said that in the last episode, mm-hmm. But this is a really cozy room.
Very cozy room.
I could take a nap here if I wanted to.
Yeah, you could. I did last time. Chill on the couch.
Oh, did you, huh? You did. Mm-hmm. When I went to go grab the computer.
Yeah.
That's why we had a shorter podcast last time.
This one's
a little longer, though, so hopefully.
How long we have?
Till 2 p.m.
Till 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be snipping our way through this. Yeah. What was I asking people last time? There's something I was going to ask you, or something I wanted you to tell me about, like, why you did something. I can't remember why or what it was.
What did I do?
Go, well, I mean, outside of being an idiot. I can't remember. It was something. And I wanted to talk about that, and I thought it was going to be an interesting conversation, but I can't remember what it was.
Did I do something bad? I don't remember.
No. It was just like, it was more of like a, interesting.
Mm.
Like, why?
Oh, okay.
Not necessarily like, oh, yeah, you did horrible. Why are you over here, like, beating children or something?
Oh, man.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Yeah.
What else you got? Give me more. Awake that ass up. Why didn't you write anything down?
I don't. This is a really raw podcast. Even when I did the first three episodes, mm-hmm. where me and the rest of the crew would just go at the park. We'd be at a park on a bench. We'd use my cell phone, and it would be just raw. Like, we'd be all home doing our own thing, and we'd text the group chat like, "Hey, podcast," and we just all link up.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, you don't know. So on Spotify and all the other actually on Apple, the first one don't show up, but. There's a total of 9 episodes now, I think.
Interesting.
With this one. But on Spotify, there's only 4. Mm. I deleted the other ones.
Why?
Too much profanity.
Mm.
And it was, like, really unorganized. And I know one of them was recorded over the computer. The rest of the group was in Mexico. And I was here. So we recorded it on Discord, but... I'm the only one at home that had the computer and a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Like a decent enough microphone. These motherfuckers were using their cell phones. And, like, the internet in Mexico is not good.
Trash.
So, yeah, it was really bad. So, there was a lot of episodes that got deleted. I don't know if I will ever re-upload them, but I still have them, I think. Yeah,
the raws.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you ever get popular enough, do the Patreon, and be like, yeah, if you want to see our raw early footage so you can laugh
our raw, uncut.
Unfiltered, high profanity podcast.
Nah, it was just really immature. It was unorganized, mm-hmm. and, like, we just...
Yeah.
But, yeah, so those are out, but, nah, this is... I deleted them, and then this will be number 5.
Mm.
But there's some hidden ones out there.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
What, why? Why make a podcast? And why try to stick with
podcast?
It? Mm-hmm.
It's fun. I don't lie.
It's fun?
We made it during COVID. We thought about it was during COVID. We were all in lockdown. We were like, we went through this, like, kind of weird phase at that time. And we're like, oh, let's make a podcast. And we were all like, fuck it. It sounds kind of fun. But we didn't have any equipment, but that didn't stop us, I guess. We had a couple episodes out. Most of our episodes were through our phone, and we figured it out, but why make a podcast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why stick with it?
Why stick with it?
Why do you feel like you
I don't like giving up on things as easily.
Okay.
Like, I like, because I know for a while, I put off the podcast for a while. It was, like, our last episode together was a year after the most recent one. So that was, like, a year later. And no, 2 years later. That was 2 years late. Actually, I don't even know. It was a good minute ago. I'm pretty sure it was 2 years later. But why stick with it? Shit. I don't know. It's something I like. Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's not. I'm not gonna like dedicate my life to it. You know, it's something. Yeah. This is like a side quest.
Yeah.
I feel like that's important to have.
A bunch of them.
A bunch of different little side quests. Like I don't like.
Pick up skills and stuff.
Yeah. And then like no hate to people who live this way, but most people just get the one job they need and then work the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And like I'm not saying it's not a happy way to live, but I want to be able to pick up skills. I don't want to just be, you know, that I used to work at Home Depot. I'm like, nah, like yeah. I have a podcast, motherfucker. Nah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I mean,
but like nah, it's just to pick up skills, like side quests. Like mm-hmm. It'd be fun to have. I see a lot of people do that. Like, who did I see online recently? Like it was on TikTok, but it was just like the person you would least expect. Like Shaq. Shaq goes to fucking raves. Like nobody expects a Shaq to be at raves dancing. And he's over there, and like that's a fucking side quest, bro. Like who wouldn't mm-hmm. want to have that?
Mm-hmm.
Be like an unorthodox, outside of the norm, mm. Skyrim.
Yeah. So you're just in it,
just for fun. Yeah, just for fun.
Right.
I don't. It'd be nice to make money off of this, but I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
Like how most people do, like they start throwing in ads everywhere, like just trying to get their money up. And mm-hmm. I don't mind it. You know, it'd be nice to make money off of this, but it's just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not gonna. I don't know. I'm not a sellout, basically.
No, yeah, I make.
I would have liked to get my money up doing this, but I'm not gonna force it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just for fun, and I feel like I'm gonna try to stick with it for as long as I can. I also know why. It's kind of like not embarrassing. To me, it's embarrassing, but it's just because like I'm really private about the things I do and say mm-hmm. most of the time. If I'm at work, I'm out of pocket. I'm gonna say a lot of shit.
Yeah,
but
you do.
I do. Yeah, it's terrible. But it's something I always thought about. Not always thought about. Not, this is something new that just came up recently too. Is like growing up. Or not growing up, but like in high school, a couple of years ago, I didn't think of myself of having a brand or a business. You know, I was gonna when in high school, like the main goal was to play in the NFL. So I didn't have any like outside ideas or like plan Bs. I was so set on it, and I don't regret being so set on it. But it would be nice to have had other ideas incorporated at the time. But it's fine. It's whatever. I'm doing it now, so that's all that matters. But I never thought about having my own business until recently. I thought about it. I was like, why not? Why not have my own brand, my own, but not my own, but like
yeah.
to own a business, run a business, or have a brand.
Yeah.
And that's probably what's like keeping me running. You know, like this is gonna be like not be the front runner, but
it's gonna be your start.
Yeah, it's the startup to this. So this is why I'm sticking with it.
Yeah, it's your first.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So we'll see. I know during COVID, before the podcast, I wanted to be a streamer and I would stream on PlayStation. You know how it's incorporated to it?
Yeah,
and like me and the same group of motherfuckers that would be on the podcast, we would play Friday the 13th. And like, that game is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's just fun. It's just really fun. And then that's honestly, that's what technically started it. We were streaming and then it was all of us, like the whole group. And then we're like, oh, like we should make a podcast. And then. Boom, the podcast. I feel like the podcast is just the easier one to
maintain.
To maintain, yeah.
It is. You just have to get to a place where you can record your voice and say some weird shit.
Some weird shit. Some out of pocket shit.
Yeah. Yeah, but okay. You never thought of it from the perspective of you're putting your voice out there?
Nah.
No?
I don't see myself yet. If anything, like if not now, yet, but I don't see myself as that type of figure to like. I don't see myself how you said it, like as a voice out there, like, mm-hmm. like oh, like I have a voice, I should use it to like. To spread this, spread that's that, a platform, you know. It is though. It is a platform, but
yeah, so
I'm too small to be doing yeah. that, you know. And like, I don't know. Like it's, I should, I guess.
I mean, it's up to you. It's more of like a. I was asking the question because having a podcast is quite literally putting your voice out there.
Yeah.
yeah. So I was just wondering, like, if you ever thought about it like that.
Like I'm also like I'm gonna watch what I say because I don't want to like, you know, to say mm-hmm. the wrong not because I'm scared of saying the wrong thing. I just don't want to say the wrong thing because I'm too personal with my life, and that's probably why I don't like use it as a platform to like to do things like that. But it'd be nice. I mean, eventually, if anything, you know, serious happens when I mature a little more. Right now, I still think I'm growing up, finding myself.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. People keep saying that. I don't know if we went too deep into detail last time, but I like how I feel about that. Because I don't... How did people grow up so young? Like, what was the mindset of the communities, the country, for people like 60, 70 years ago to grow up when they were young? I mean, yeah, there's wars, so I guess that has something to do with it, but, like, it was after that, like, and maybe even before that, how did people grow up before the age that we stop, our mind stops developing, or our brain stops developing? Like, how do people grow up at the age of 18 to where they're like, yeah, you can do all these things at 18 because you're an adult? Now, how did that happen? And then my secondary question is, how do we replicate that in a positive way again? Because I do feel like...
It has gone down. So it's a thing that's also talked about in the fitness community. I'm mm-hmm. still fast, but that's how I'm going to say, in the fitness community. And I keep up with most of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about how the natural testosterone levels back in the day were much higher than they are now. Like, for a 16-year-old now will have lower testosterone compared to a 16-year-old 60, 70 years ago. Why is that? And then I feel like that also pertains to how you said, like, the growing up. Like, I feel like because times were tougher, they had to, you know, mature younger. And the same thing, I feel like it's also the same thing in Mexico. Like, my dad had to drop out of school to work at a young age. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people do. Like, a lot of my cousins did, like, growing up, I was like, oh, my cousins, like, oh, they're going to school. Like, they actually might graduate. Like, mm-hmm. nah, the same as their parents, the same as their grandparents. They went to school for a little bit. You know, times are tough. They have to go to work, and that's when they start growing up at a younger age.
Mm.
And I also feel like that's how it was 60, 70 years ago. Like, younger kids had to go to work because there was no money. Mm-hmm. There wasn't enough money at the family household dinner table, you know? But that's what I think. I think that's the main thing. I feel like it's the work. It's labor that kind of helps set it up a little quicker.
Hmm.
Possibly. But that's my...
your take?
My part of it. I don't think that's like the main, but that's one... I feel like that's one possibility. There you go.
No, that makes sense.
And also because of war. There you go. My bad. Sorry. you already mentioned that, but like...
I mean, we're in a constant state of war now.
Yeah, now, but back then it was like some real shit, like, you know, like the Civil War. What was after the Civil War? The Spanish World American War, yeah, World War One, okay. World War Two, and then Vietnam, all that. Like, those are like, I feel like those were a lot more deadlier than now. Even now, I mean, now it sucks now, obviously, but I feel like back then is what, I don't know. I feel like because there was so much of it happening within a certain amount of time, that's what caused it, I'm assuming. Would also help. Probably also speeds up that process.
Yeah, I mean, as yeah, I guess the
this tea is fire.
I'd like to say that. There's a sense of, there's a lack of community.
That too.
Mm-hmm. And I always say that a lot. I do feel like, yeah, people had to drop out earlier, take care of themselves and others earlier at an earlier age, had more responsibility at an early age. But if they were necessary. It didn't feel like they were unnecessary, I feel like. Like there's so much out there now that's mm-hmm. unnecessary that makes people feel like they whenever they're working, they're actually wasting their time instead of participating in something that helps move the community forward. So and then also the way businesses worked back then. You need to move that. Yeah, move it. Yeah, there you go. Right. It was causing feedback.
Oh, was it? Oh, yeah. Shit. Bro, why isn't that to me? That's weird. My bad.
Yeah, no, it was causing feedback. there's still businesses around. Like I was saying, the way businesses were back then, there's still some now, but they take care of their people and don't like milk them for all the work and don't give them anything.
I absolutely understand you. Now, all right. I figured that's what you were saying. And I was I'm just making sure. And I get you. Completely understand. Okay.
Yeah, so I was thinking about this and at home today. My original question, I think, was, why does it feel like we don't grow up? We're growing up super late. Like, I feel like someone your age, you're 21, 22? 22, right?
21.
21? I thought you said you were 22 the other
day. You always think I'm 22. I have been 22 for the last
21
year that I've met you, bro.
No, fair. Okay, fair. But 20-year-old would have been, like, in charge of a lot 80 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be far more mature than you.
Than me now, yeah. Uh-huh.
Not trying to bash you down or anything.
Too bad.
But, yeah. I also think that the environment they were raised in allowed them to do that.
To do what?
To mature and grow and to have... To have values that, a lot of people always have regret. Mm-hmm. Not like, making it big or not getting a lot of money or, doing something extravagant. But yeah. I feel like it was okay to be comfortable, to work. Not work until you die, but work till you get old and then... You work a stable job until you get old. I think it was okay. Now.
Back then?
Yeah, back then. And now.
Yeah.
I think people are too addicted to extremes.
You think so?
Yeah, 100%. I feel like because that's a quote-unquote normal life, finding a job, sticking with it. Climbing if you want to, but staying in a position to where you're helpful to that company, getting your 401k, getting all these benefits, but like not making like six figures a year, but doing something comfortable, buying a house, the quote unquote American dream. That's normal, or what's considered normal, but now that's considered lesser because people are addicted to the lavish lifestyle, the partying that they want. How do I explain?
For people listening, yeah, explain it. But I 100% understand what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. I get you.
Because, so I'm trying to broaden this up without jumping around. Because there's so much out there. So much out there to do that so many more things to see. Because we have so much, people want more time to experience it. And when shown other people that are experiencing all of these things because they have the time, and shown how they get the time and what they need to get the time to experience all of this and to quote unquote be good. What are you looking at?
Nothing. I'm sorry. I'm listening.
Yeah, I thought you were looking at a bug or something.
No, I was looking at this. Oh, I fucked it up. I like the volume. I'm trying to see, like, oh, yeah, see, it gets louder. Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think the first one was mine. Yeah, that
was mine. Oh, was it? What the fuck? Because no, I was moving it.
That one, the one below.
Yeah, this one's yours. Okay, because this one says one. That's why I was like, I was moving it, and I got louder, and I was like, what is he talking about? What the fuck? I got confused for a second, but yeah.
Yeah.
No, I also get you, and before I lose this, because I'm probably going to lose this thought, but there's a fine line between wanting to, like, live extreme, not wanting to work a regular 9-to-5 and live a quote-unquote normal life, because you don't want to. And, like, you know, some people don't want to, but also think there's also a fine line between wanting to and being lazy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like some people don't want to work the 9-to-5 because, like, they're too lazy to want to work it.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, that's
but, like, there's a fine line. It's hard. I feel like it's kind of hard to distinct between, not hard, but it's, you know.
Mm-hmm. There's always going to be that factor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like me, I don't want to work. I don't want to, like, have a normal job. But then I think about it, I'm like, damn, do I sound lazy as fuck? Or do I really want to, like, live a fun life? Or I don't know. I think about it. Like, even I had struggled to find, like, am I just a lazy motherfucker? But I don't think so. I put in a lot of work and a lot of effort into a lot of things that I do. So I don't like to think I'm lazy, but
it's not laziness. It's...
conformity? I'm just saying words, bro.
Yeah, it's something bigger than that. I can't think of the word right now. But it's what you're attracted to, your ideal life that you're attracted to.
Hmm.
The American Dream was the most attractive, most successful lifestyle for people to achieve, so that's what people want to achieve or wanted to achieve. And I guess it's still out there to achieve that, because everyone wants their own house and some land and, you know.
Their own village?
Yeah, well, I don't know about that anymore. I think people are drifting more to being independent from one another than being together.
In a community, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think they're just getting, not selfish, not gatekeeping, but it's like a... Yeah, they're being selfish. Like, they're trying, like, oh, I'd rather be alone. Nah, fuck, because I'm the same way, bro. I wouldn't mind being in a community, but I value my time when I'm alone by myself. So I like doing a lot of things by myself.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
I like talking to myself. Whenever I'm alone driving, I genuinely, like, I think out loud, basically, and I talk to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like a fucking, like a psych, like a psychopath. No, imagine.
No, that's not.
But no, I know. But like, and then, but it's not.
I just do the same.
So. Yeah, but I don't just do that though. Like, you know, I also like hanging out with my friends. I like, you know, being part of a community feels nice. But I feel like a lot of people are probably just selfish. Like they're like, oh, like why, like nah, fuck them. Like they're burning their bridges. You know, they're not, you know, bringing the community in, or like, they're not. You know, how you were saying. I gotta get that out. Go for it. Continue where you were.
No, that's fine. People are. But that's because that's what our community is saying or is pushing for. It's pushing for people to be more independent. That's the norm. Is now, instead of being in a community and depending upon another, it's being an independent person, depending only on yourself and being okay with yourself and alone, and then putting and then helping out your community.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird how I feel like people think that. I feel like people think that they need to be perfect individually before or foremost mm-hmm. before they create a perfect community. I think that that's false because it's impossible. You will never be a perfect individual. You, at any given time,
alone,
in a way, in any given time, in a way, you're the most perfect you that you will ever be. Mm-hmm. Like, because, like, right now, you, Edwin, sitting down at this table at whatever time it is.
1:04 p.m.
Yeah, 1:04 p.m. you, in this moment, are as perfect as you will ever get in this moment. Maybe in the next moments you'll be better, but in this moment right now, you're perfect. And that's
I get it.
So that pushing to perfection for the individual or for yourself isn't a bad thing. We should always seek to better ourselves. But in order to create a good society or a good community, I don't think it's possible to be a perfect you while creating a perfect community.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's all balance. People are more focusing on trying to create and make themselves perfect. Uh-huh.
They lose track of the tunnel.
They lose track of being a community. So that's what's being pushed, though, is making yourself perfect.
Perfect before you do that.
Yeah, before mm-hmm. you help someone else, you know, with groceries, like down the street that has like a full car of groceries. Like, oh yeah, no, you work on yourself before you help your neighbor. Work on yourself before you you go and you give yourself to someone else, because that person can be selfish and they could take you for granted and all this. And where that is a possibility, if you focus on that, that's what you're going to perpetuate. That's
let it out. Bro. Let it out.
Better? Yeah. So if you focus on being the perfect you so you don't allow others to screw you over, then that's how you create fear in being around people, and that's how you lose your sense of community. And then that's how other things, that's how you lose a sense of, allow your culture to depreciate if our communities don't, like as individual mm-hmm. people coming together, if mm-hmm. we don't dictate what our values are, then something else will. And straying away from each other doesn't give us that peer review that we need, that accountability for each other, and doesn't help us grow together. And it also makes it easier to put each other down by comparing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, comparing your growth to someone else's. It makes it easier to put someone else down. And that just shatters just community in general. But I think I was saying that the reason why it feels like we're all losing our sense of community and growing up later and later in life, I wanted to touch on, or at least roll into, why we think the way we think. Mm-hmm. What do you think influenced the way you think right now?
Before we get started, I already fucking lost it. It was in the back of my head. Okay, so you think balancing out, working on yourself and the community will help you perfect yourself faster than just focusing on yourself?
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to know. Okay. All right. your question.
What
makes me think the way I think?
Yeah. What do you think influences the way you think?
Obviously, like most people, your parents, mm-hmm. probably.
Yeah.
Music, probably.
Okay.
I won't lie. I know it sounds weird. For growing up, I was raised Catholic. Then I heard a couple songs, and I started thinking. I was like, hold up, bro. Who?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just kidding. But then I started thinking more about it, and then so I think that music also played a big factor.
Mm-hmm.
Like most people would say, like the things you watch, the things you see. But I think I don't know. Parents for sure, obviously, yeah, but sure. I like to believe that I am 100% different. Son of a bitch.
You're your own.
I 100% believe that I think completely different compared to the way my parents think.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but why?
Though they raised me, because they say some out of pocket shit sometimes, dude.
No, not that.
Oh,
it's
but
like, why do you think that you are that way? You're like, oh my
God. I'm getting too deep into it.
Yeah,
oh
no, I mean, I was going a different direction.
Yeah, turn into a therapy session,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, hey, hold on. Yeah, no, I was like, but why do you, like, what do you think made you think different? What do you think, do you think that's you? Do you think that you went back, you inspected, like, all your foundation, and now you're picking it apart and being like, yeah, I like this. No, I don't like this. Or, yeah, this synergizes with the person I want to be, and, you know, all that. Or do you think, or are you just saying that you know that you're different than your family and than your parents because of your view, or I guess, yeah, your political and religious views, mm-hmm. and also what you say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So... I'm asking this because that's a generational thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are raised by our family. But if we have an exposure to outside sources, we are also raised in turn by those sources.
Mm-hmm.
Since we both grew up in the age of technology, there is a large portion of our life
mm-hmm.
that isn't just like... a large portion of us and our understanding and way of doing things that isn't just from our family or our parents or our loved ones. It's because of definitely our economy. Definitely. Definitely our economy. Definitely.
The environment.
Like, we are.
The time of year. Fuck. How would you say that? I know what I'm trying to say, but.
What's our generation. The
super, yeah, our generation. There you go. Like
yeah, yeah. What our generation is exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
where we are as humans.
Yeah, but more of like our society. What is our society? What kind of society do we have? Like we live in a
utopia.
Yeah, sure, that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh yeah, people just getting shot up as a utopia.
Yeah,
100%.
What's the cyberpunk world called? It's not a dystopia. It's a dystopia. Okay.
Yeah, but no, our society is... capitalistic.
The Romans.
Sure. I don't,
because we got our government from them.
Yeah, I don't know if that they had that purely capitalistic society.
No, it wasn't.
We don't have purely capitalistic society.
I'm tripping. It was a republic. I'm tripping.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, okay, there you go. Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, but
it's how they killed Caesar.
Yeah. So we. How much do you think that, how do I phrase this question?
I thought of something else, I'm sorry.
Oh my Lord. Oh, say it. What do you think?
All right, it's completely it takes away from what we're talking. Not takes away, but it's like
okay, it's a caveat. Okay, wait.
That's how fucked up saying it, but I don't care.
Run down.
I was gonna say I was just thinking that you're black. I'm like, oh shit, you're black. You know, I'm not thinking of it, but like I was thinking of it, and then it reminded me of when you told me. I like that you told me that. Like it's been sitting in the back of my head, and I've incorporated it. When mm-hmm. I talk to people,
mm-hmm.
is I don't know how you said it. I'm gonna butcher it, but
mm-hmm.
Not butcher it, cause I'm not gonna like try copying mm-hmm. not copying, but repeat mm-hmm. what you said. But you were talking about how like how your colors always last whenever you describe yourself. Like you're like, oh, how do you describe yourself? Like you're like, oh, you're like, and then when you say for yourself, like, oh, like the colors always last, or it's like
mm-hmm.
at a certain spot. And like yeah. I really like that. Actually, it stuck with me. Like I said, honestly, like It's not racist, because I'm not racist, but...
Yeah.
Every time I see someone, I, for some... Always the color is always the first thing. Oh, it's like, oh, it's a white guy. Oh, it's a black guy. Or, it's always a color for some reason. But, like, when you told me that, it's like, no, he's a tall man. Or is this and that. Like, it's always something first, and then... Or almost, I almost never say the color, but, like... Yeah. Before, I'd always say it first, before...
Yeah, in your head.
Yeah.
You take their race, or at least like what you think that their ethnic background is, like from sight, and then you allow that to be, I guess, your takeoff point from describing the person in your head. And for me, it's always like their personality. I can see, and it's what they wear also. Mm-hmm. So it's what they wear, how they portray themselves, how they walk, and then it's how they speak to me, and then I go from there, and then I break it down outside of that. But yeah, that was definitely a tangent.
Yeah, it's not, because I don't believe it's a bad saying. Like, oh, you're a black guy. No, it's not. Yeah. I don't think it's bad, obviously.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But ever since you told me that, before you told me that, whenever, like, I'm like, hey, like, I call someone, like, I work, like, I call plumbing, hey, like, there's a black guy, not black guy, but there's a...
Just say it. Don't.
No, there's nothing wrong. It's just, I found it sounds so stupid, but... They're like, oh, yeah, like, what does he look like? And I'll say, oh, it's a black guy, and he's wearing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or it's a white guy doing the white black. See, this is why, bro, I'm going to incriminate myself.
No, you're fine. No, you're fine.
Joke. But now it's like, I describe what they wear. Like, oh, it's a guy wearing a blue shirt. Mm-hmm. Now, like, so, yeah, so that's what I'm trying to, it's impacted me pretty well. So I've been saying that more.
Interesting. So I also, when we go for physical characteristics, I always say, well, you can say race or what you the skin color, at least the dark skin person, whatever, and then you go just down the list of like what they have on, tall, what you think their age is, and everything. That's just like general profiling.
I think it's just quicker that way. Like, oh, it's a guy with the blue shirt, and then if there's a bunch of guys with the blue shirt, like I feel like it's just quicker. But oh yeah, it's an Asian guy with the blue shirt. Mm-hmm. Okay, Asian guy.
Yeah.
But then again, like, I think that not toxic, but that's something we should break out. Oh. I'm saying a lot. not saying a lot, but relying on saying it.
So, I'll let me break that down.
I'm sounding too woke.
No. You're going down an interesting path. Interesting way of thinking.
I'm not racist.
No, yeah, you saying that just makes you seem
That's the joke. It makes it worse.
So, you can. I can see you and say you're a light-skinned Mexican person. Or light-skinned Hispanic male, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't think I would get that immediately. I feel like I might go Asian, but just because you're so... you are so light, dude.
Yeah.
And then
wait,
I see
why
hair,
Asian, bro?
And then I see hair, I'm like, oh, fuck, what's the curly
I have been mistaken for Jewish.
Yes, I was going to say. I was going to say, and we start going Jewish, I'm like, huh, I don't know.
Like, Antonio, you met Antonio, right? He would say, oh, you got the Jew fro. And it never bothered me. Like, it doesn't bother me, it really doesn't.
Yeah.
But I have been mistakenly called Jewish multiple times, bro. It doesn't bother me. It's like, oh shit! Like
you're a chameleon. You have the right tone and features to be a chameleon in multiple different cultures. But yeah, so okay, what you were saying about not relying on describing someone by their what you think their ethnicity is, right? That's not necessarily the route I'm going. It's more of like, don't take the inherent stereotypes from the person's ethnicity.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see them, or you see me, I'm black, but don't put all that other shit that comes with black. That's how I identify myself as like human first, because I know I share a lot in common with everyone.
Yeah.
Male and female of every race. That's why I consider myself to be human.
If you grew your hair out, we'd have the same hair. No, we wouldn't, but close enough.
Yeah, my hair. Yeah, your hair curls more. Mine clumps.
Does it really? Oh shit.
Yeah. It kind of goes together. Give me a second.
Also, when you see me, you know how you say you see Asian or Jewish. Do you see Middle East when you look at me?
I can.
That's funny that you say that, because this is
like Jordanian.
This is a theory I have had since high school. Since I had This is a theory I've had that I, ever since I took AP Spanish in high school. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my last name, I Google it, it comes from Spain. Mm-hmm. So I obviously do not have indigenous Mexican features, but I am Mexican. Mm-hmm. And a lot of Spaniards, you know, came to Mexico when those motherfuckers invaded it. Mm-hmm. Damn, I am a conqueror. What the fuck? I am a colonizer. Shit. So my last name comes from Spain. I Google it and it says, oh, it's a Spanish name. It's a Spanish last name. When I took AP Spanish in high school, I learned that a lot of Middle Easterns, mainly Muslims, moved to Spain because there was like a war. I guess I might be like remembering it wrong before I remember that there was a civil war back then that the Muslims invaded Spain. And then they lived there, and then some of them moved back, but a lot of them stayed there. And that's why a lot of Spanish words come from, what's the right way to say it? Not Middle East. I guess Middle Eastern words, Arab words.
Arabic.
Arabic. A lot of the words, or a lot of letters or way their vocabulary is relates to Spanish a lot. Mm-hmm. And then I also remember, I also learned it in high school in a history class or in middle school in history. But in Mesopotamia, that's in the Middle East, there is a city with my last name.
Nice.
Those motherfuckers moved to Spain. Mm-hmm. From Spain, they came to Mexico, and that's what I believe. So I feel like if I were to take a DNA test, I would come out a big chunk of Middle East.
You most likely will.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Because my hair is pretty thick and black, curly. Not black. It's not. It's not brown either. Yeah, it's pretty dark.
It's dark. It's dark brown.
I want to say my nose. I didn't think I had a big nose until like I started like looking in the mirrors like from the side. I'm like, damn, my nose is not small. Like it's
you are a big boy though. So yeah. If you had a small nose.
And a big ass head. So I can't have a small nose with a big ass head. You know? But yeah, so that's my theory, and it'd be pretty cool. And this also sounds like so dumb, but
I don't mean to. I'm just.
No, you're fine. Go for it. You're straight, bro. A lot of, Islamic words, like, it sounds weird. Not weird. I don't want to, like, be fucked up saying it, but, like, when they're, like, when they say Allah instead of God or how they greet each other or, like, inshallah or mashallah, I find them cool. Like, I think they're cool to say.
Like their language? Interesting.
Yeah, like,
it's pretty cool. Yeah, you like the language, how it rolls off the tongue. Yeah.
And, like.
Was it phonetic? Is that what, there's a word for it, how you like how language sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it sounds fine.
Yeah.
And then I also
like added that to like, oh shit, like, you know, it might be from over there. But like, that's just like, because it interests me. So I just think that's a cool theory. And I feel like if I were to take a DNA test, I feel like, but I wouldn't be surprised if a big chunk was from over there. That'd be pretty cool.
I don't know why you don't. You should.
I should, but I told my sister about it. I was like, let's do it. She's like, no. My sister's like, she's not a conspiracy theorist, but she does, like, talk about it a lot, but
what's up?
She's really sus. She's like, oh, like, no, they're going to take your DNA and they're going to clone you. And I'm like, who? My DNA is everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's whatever.
I went through puberty. It is everywhere.
Oh, my Lord, stop it. Yeah, have you seen my room, woman?
Have you seen my socks? Oh. They stand on their own.
Okay, all
that's
right.
Tough.
Your socks?
Your socks? I've never used my socks before, bro. No, real shit.
No,
like, when I watched American Pie and, like, I saw the guy use his sock, I was like, there's no way motherfuckers are out here nutting in their sock, bro. I tried it. I swear to God, I tried it once. I did not like it. I don't know how people do it. So I didn't go through that sock phase. I tried it once. I didn't finish in my socks. I just like put it on and I'm like, dog, this is not comfortable. Why do they do this?
Lord, stop.
So yeah. So
that's good. Jesus Christ. What did I do? We went down the rabbit hole too fucking far.
Dude, oh my God. I mean, that's good though. You broke out of the not awkward.
Yeah, it was a little awkward phase because like, you were tired.
Yeah, and now.
Yeah.
Now the caffeine is kicking in.
Yeah, I'm supposed to sign something. I need to figure this out.
You're fine.
Yeah, it needs to be signed ASAP, apparently.
I I had an impulse buy yesterday at work. Mm. I texted my sister for Amazon Prime, so I can get next day shipping for free. And I bought the first three books of a series. Not a series, it's a different arc of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the 90s. It's supposed to be the continuation of the original trilogy, but Disney fucked it up, and they said those books were not valid. But yeah, so I ordered the first three, and I'm going to read them. I like reading. I feel like... I don't want to say it now. I'm not going to say it. But yeah, why I like to read. Because I will incriminate myself. Not incriminate myself, but I don't want to... Not yet. But yeah, I like to read a lot.
Fair.
And recently I haven't been, so hopefully this will set it off again. Because when was it? After the 2021. It was 2021. Fresh, though. It was like the year after COVID kicked in and fucked everybody up. I went through a reading, not phase, a little reading spree. Like, I went through a couple books in, like, a matter of months. And I haven't been able to find that same energy recently. But I hope this kicks it off again. So that's what I'm trying to say. But, yeah. This is also weird. When I read, this is nerdy as fuck, bro, but I do not care. When I read my books, and most of them are Star Wars-related books, because Star Wars is the goated series. I put on my earphones or my headphones, and I put... ambience music, like like Star Wars music. So it's like, let's say, like, depending on the theme of the where the book is taking place, I'll find a scenario, and like that music will play in the background, but it'll give the vibe that I'm there. It's crazy, bro. I swear that shit works, and it's fun. So I'm hoping it kicks it off again, because I miss reading. I like reading, and I have noticed that my stutter is like coming back again. But when I was reading a lot, when I binged a bunch of books in those few months, my vocabulary improved a little bit, and I wasn't stuttering as much. And then sometimes while I was reading, I would read out loud to help it out.
Yeah.
And it did help.
Yep.
But it's coming back. I feel it coming back.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Not as bad, but it has been. I don't think you've never heard it when it was bad.
No, I've never heard it when it was bad. I can tell that you have a stutter, though. Like, everyone can.
I used to get stuck on words, dude. It was bad. But yeah. Not no more. I'm a big boy now. Not really. What tea is this again? Chamomile? Just kidding. I have no idea.
I think it's Thai?
Oh, chai. Oh, you said it was chai. Yeah, it was chai last time. Yeah, is it? If it's the same one as last time, it should be chai.
Spiced chai.
Spiced chai. It is not spicy as last time. Good. I do not know how long we were gone for, but we are back.
Yeah.
It felt like a long time.
It was like 13 minutes.
Yeah. But we have 15 minutes left.
Yeah. No, so we tangented off of...
What the fuck was I talking about? I was the only one talking. Not the only one, but I was talking to myself. Not to myself, but...
It was speaking on... the tangent went from me trying to explain how we think, how each generation's ways of thinking is molded.
What makes us think the way we think.
And then you went from there to, like, commenting on
the
how
fucking
I view
roller
myself.
Coaster, dude. It went...
And then, yeah.
What do you think makes us think the way we think? Or what do you think makes you... What do you think influences the way that you think?
Brother... I was gonna say the society what we were raised in, duh, right? Here's some weird, something interesting to think about. Hopefully, how much are you exposed to, like, social media and internet and everything, like, all the time, right?
All the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
So whatever you consider to be normal on social media platforms. Whatever you consider the interactions that you see on every platform, commercials that you see that help make you want to buy things, like, do you think that influences you and what you think is good and what you think makes you happy and what you think is a good lifestyle? Like,
yes, to a certain extent.
And
I also think social media, to a lot of people, gives them not a higher hope, but it makes them set higher standards. And when they don't, or higher expectations, and they don't meet those higher expectations, and then they start crumbling, they lose their mind. That's how body dysmorphia happens.
Yeah, yeah. But that's a part of growing up thinking, and that's how you're supposed to think, right?
Yeah.
As you're building up your foundation, what and who you are, and how you should think and how you should feel. All these, you're in taking all these outside sources on helping you interpret the world. And something incredibly terrifying, right? Is a lot of people say that they don't know how they feel or what emotions they feel at any given time. Mm-hmm. Like they can't explain what that emotion is. Like you feel a certain way and it influences your actions, but whenever you try to recall on how you felt, people don't know how or why or what that feeling is.
Mm.
I find that to be incredibly terrifying, because it's terrifying because
how easily we can be not manipulated but influenced.
Yeah,
that's actually
that's
how Hitler came into power, bro. A lot of people did not fuck with him in the end, but like a lot of them were like tricked into it.
Yeah,
because of the environment they were in.
You don't even have to go to Hitler. That's a big grandstanding thing, right? Mm-hmm. A figure, you can go to him.
Smaller height. Because he did that.
It's not just him, though. It's people with platforms like this.
Jinx. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, a lot of people. Like yeah, that's why I feel like it's a lot of responsibility. That's why I don't want to use my platform this and that. But yeah, it's because you're right. If people can't be easily influenced. And I would say me, too, because I'm young and I'm not going to lie. I'm on TikTok. Every 30 minutes, that's a lot. But most of the time I am, and I have noticed that it does play a big
part.
Yeah,
what you do, what you interact with on a daily basis, helps mold who you are and what you do, and like and how you think, and what you become. So if you're always interacting with social media or just like apps in general, whatever. However they're constructed to make you think and make you react and make you interact with it, you're passively taking that into your foundation if you're not, like, aware of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And also, something interesting that I was thinking about. I can't remember how I was going to fucking...
go about it.
Yeah, I can't remember how I was going to word this. Damn.
Well, I'll say this, and then you think about what you're trying to say. I feel like it's not a bad thing to be exposed to social media, so that way your mind can, like, have a little taste of, you know, what you might like, what you might not like. But I feel like it also depends on how strong that person is mentally, if they're going to let it overcome them and completely mold them into something that they probably did not want, but because they were exposed to it, they got molded into it. But if you're not mentally strong, social media is a very dangerous thing. A
detriment to you, but I'll counter that.
You'll counter it? Oh, nice.
Yeah, counter it.
Yeah, that's what I said.
How?
Just kidding.
How do you gain mental fortitude and strength? When does that happen?
Through struggle.
Yeah. But
heartbreak.
Yeah, okay, what?
Depression. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, yeah. No, in a way.
Yeah.
Like, something that shouldn't make you depressed makes you depressed, but you overcome it, and then...
How do you overcome it? Why are you depressed in the first place?
You ask yourself those questions, and then you start thinking about it. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
No.
But who teaches you that? And who's helping you teach that? Who's helping you learn that? What is shown everywhere... What is the most popular way shown everywhere to deal with depression to deal with stuff like that? Is it my self-reflection?
Oh, masturbation.
Okay, yeah.
Just kidding. But, no, having not older siblings, but older sibling figures.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, that's for you.
For me. Okay, so for me, the way I would... Ask your question again, bro, just to make sure I got it right. How I am. I'm about to spin off into a different topic.
Yeah, I was trying to say that with dealing with yourself, your mind, and everything, with gaining... with understanding how to be mentally strong or gaining mental fortitude, how does one go about doing that? And you said through trial and then self-reflection. And I'm like, so what's teaching you to deal with your problems in that manner, to self-reflect? And what's mentoring people nowadays? What's mentoring people nowadays to go through positive self-reflection and not toxic, like, you know, self-demeaning self-reflection? And that's where I was going. And you're like, okay, your siblings and everything are sibling figures. But I'm like, what is the most, is that the most popular way of dealing with your problems?
Not popular way, but.
Yeah, so what's the most popular way of dealing with your problems?
I don't even know. Because.
You're dealing with the mental problems. Like, what is the most popular way?
Popular way? To me personally, not popular, but my go-to way is like talking to other people about it.
Yeah.
But the more popular way, I'm not sure. Yeah, what would the more popular way be? Because for me, that's very personally. I don't think everyone does that.
Distraction.
Oh yeah, drugs, alcohol. Yeah, just kidding. But yeah, I mean that's obviously. But yeah, how so? What do you mean distractions? Like what? How do you find the good distractions? Because people get distracted. Like people get like.
It's okay to distract yourself.
Yeah. Well, people are going through like a struggle, like a depression, or like they're in a deep hole. Son of a bitch. How would they distract themselves in a good way? Because some people, you know, who are depressed, you know, find drugs, and boom, they go down the rabbit hole and they never come out of it. How would you find a good distraction? What would you call a good distraction?
That's inherently subjective. Anything that doesn't do you harm, permanent harm, can be a good distraction, right? Mm-hmm. Anything that you don't overly rely on could be a good distraction. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe that distraction's the way to go when dealing with problems like that.
No, because you keep putting you'll eventually keep putting it off and never
never
work on it.
That's what's being taught, though. I feel like that's what's being pushed, is to keep pushing your problems back, keep pushing them back, keep distracting yourself. And things around us nowadays make it easy for us to distract ourselves, and then instead of finding ways down, permanent like self peace or mental balance and mental fortitude, people find temporary things to do that, right? That's what's showcased in our culture, and I feel like that's a value. It isn't to deal with your problems. We value ignoring our problems more so now than dealing with our problems or fixing them. I'm trying to tie this in, but in order to grow, we have to face those problems, overcome them, and let them shape us for the better. And that's how you grow. Immature, but we don't do that. Or it takes us until our mid-20s to start doing that naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah, when that's something that we could be taught at an earlier age
earlier
to do.
Age, yeah.
But our culture for our generation and the newer generation is to not. And that's...
the bad thing.
Yeah, that's a bad thing. But it's also... it's encouraging that way of thinking for everything. if you're always thinking about pushing your problems back mm-hmm. yeah, and never taking responsibility for it, then what else does that affect? Like, so your relationship,
the struggle's good a little bit.
Your work ethic, yeah, your sense of dealing with problems. Like, if you, and also if people are saying stay away from other people because they can, you know, be bad and, you know, have this pessimistic view, and stay away from toxic people, but a lot of people don't know how to deal with their problems in a non-toxic way, then you have a lot of people out there accidentally being toxic, which is forcing others to stay away from them.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
It's just a weird little fucking bullshit going on.
Yeah, it's...
That's what I was really trying to tie into, is like, what the way we think our foundation is just so interesting, what influences it is just so interesting and varied. But I think that that's our society, our what kind of, you know, our capitalistic society is forcing us to grow up later.
Mm.
And by the time we grow up and understand what we've done and what we need to do, it already feels like it's too late. And then we have regrets. Because you're going to be 25, right? And then once you hit 25, because you don't know what you're doing right now.
No, I'm still...
Yeah, yeah, once you hit that...
In a way, you have to
nail it down, right? And you're like, I'm still young. And then you're going to get to that point where you're almost 30. And yeah, you're like, what the fuck? Yeah.
That's what I'm still struggling with. But I feel like I'm doing...
It's just you as in general. Yeah. But so I'm saying...
No. But I feel like I'm doing pretty well. I'm still lost, I guess, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a pretty good idea and sense of direction. Because I ask people a lot of weird questions. When we talk at work, it's just... I don't know. It just helps me open up my mind a little bit, and like I always see
a
lot of I always see sides of a lot of stories, and I think that helps me out a lot. But I'm still a confused little boy. But eventually, it'll get better. I'm hoping for it.
It's something you always have to work on. It's legitimately something you always, forever, always have to work on. You'll never have to stop trying to be mature. People think that maturity is inherent. It's not. Once you start going down that route, like, you can get complacent. You get your ego involved. You always have to work on being whatever you want to be. Like, you have to work on being a good person constantly. You have to work on being a thoughtful person constantly, because it's easy to just drift.
I bet it is. Like, it's easy to get lost in the sauce and lose focus of the... Of the vision,
if all
quote of the year. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, it is. I feel like it is easy for a lot of people to just lose focus
on what's valuable to them.
To them, and then they start living quote unquote normal lives, and boom, they die at 64. Just kidding. That's pretty young. But we have to wrap this up because it is almost 2 p.m.
They die at 64. Fucking. Yeah.
But yeah, so. This was the continuation of our first episode together. This is pretty long. And this is a lot better than the first one. The first one was a little focused more on you, but now we literally broadened up a little more, so that's good. Mm-hmm. Would you like to say a quote? No, I'm just kidding. Well, would you like to say anything?
A quote? Before we depart?
Or quote, something that keeps you, I don't know, something, bro. Say something. What would you say?
Just focus on what you value, I would say, and focus on what you want and who you want in your community and what they value.
Mm-hmm.
What you value the most, not just, like, everyone values loyalty and love and kindness, but we have a hierarchy in our values. So where do those things land on your hierarchy? Mm. And if you say that you value loyalty at the foremost, then that means everything else is secondary, including, like, luxury, including comfort, including, you know, money and all that. So just really, really figure out what you value. And if that's the person you want to be, if these are the values that you want your children to have, then find people with the same values that want to cultivate those same values and try to create a community. Because it's not just going to be you raising your children. It's going to be those that you keep around you that are going to help you raise your children. And you want them to be better and not in this fucked up world that we're in right now. So.
Damn.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Eventually things will get better though. I feel it. So.
Yeah, as long as we try.
As long as we
to,
try.
You have to try. You it's to not try. Just going to like roll into, oh yeah, we're just going to flip the coin today and all these last 10 years are shit. No, now 10 years of greatness now.
Yeah.
You have to try.
Got to try. Alrighty.
All right.
See you next time, Zach.
Yeah. Oh, my